今天我们要高举主名。
This morning we want to lift the Lord's name on high.
我们要向主唱赞美的歌。
We want to sing hymns of praises to the Lord.
因为神已经做了大事。
For the great things God has done.
我们一同站立。
Let's all stand.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth, moves all the way from the earth to the cross.Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you in my life. I'm so glad you came to save. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross.To the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.From heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Though I lift your name on high, though I lift your name on high, though I lift your name on high.
永远无止境。
宝座在我心深处，愿我心成为你宝座，完全属于你。你荣耀国度，你执掌权
真配得掌权。
You're worthy, Lord, to reign.
主，我们愿你在我们的心中作王掌权。
May you take up the holy throne in our heart.
主，你定义要住到我们的心里面。
You want to dwell in our hearts.
这也是我们对你的呼求。
This is our cry to you.
求你住在我的心里。
Please dwell in my heart.
就是今天，就是现在。
Now and today.
主要住在我们心里面。
The Lord will dwell in our hearts.
如果我们知道主他的能力，他的爱，他的恩典，我们就渴望的求他进入我们的心里。
If we know about God's ability, His grace, and His love, then we will pray that He will dwell in our heart.
我们再唱这首诗歌，我们求主今天就在我们的心里面作王掌权。
As we sing this hymn, let's pray to God that He will dwell in our heart.
主要问我们，我们心里有空处为他吗
？The Lord will ask us, do we have a room for Him in our heart?
今天我们都要诚实地回答这个问题。
And we all need to answer this question honestly.
基督虽能牵他。 生命。哦，基督的十字架，我见你尽我心，使我脱自己管辖，完全靠父神生命。
主，求你今天在向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, may you speak to each and every one of us today.
纵然我们现在的环境十分的喧扰。
Although we are living in a bustling environment.
主耶稣，求你让我将我的心献给你。
But let us offer up our hearts to you.
你在我的生活中做王掌权。
May you take full control in my life.
在我的生活中显出你的声音。
May you manifest yourself in my life.
也让我能够彰显出你的生命。
And so that I can manifest your life as well.
求你继续向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我想我们在座每一个弟兄姐妹都有来参加礼拜五的那个感恩聚会。
I believe all of us have attended the Friday's Thanksgiving dinner.
我们感觉那天晚上我们愉快吗
？Did we have a good time on that day?
Yeah, 大家都点头，非常的愉快的一个晚上。
Yes, indeed, we had a good time.
不单单每一家的弟兄姐妹都带着我们拿手好菜来。
And every family brought their best homemade dishes to share.
我们看见弟兄姐妹在其中，我们正在一起来服侍。
And all of us served together.
在那天早那个下午三四点的时候，已经有弟兄姐妹开始过来这边煮汤。
In that afternoon, around 3 or 4 p.m., some sister came to cook soup already.
然后来预备那个铺桌布。
And they came prepared to set the tables.
然后有看见，甚至有小朋友都帮忙来将前面的花来摆好。
And some children will even help setting up the flowers.
在我们的晚宴里面，我们每个小家都来介绍我们自己我们这个小家的名字的来源是什么。
And each small family also share the meaning behind the group names.
然后当中我们也看见很多我们出去读大学的那个小弟兄姐妹都回来我们当中跟我们一起过感恩节。
And many of our young people who were away for college, they also came back and spent Thanksgiving with us.
这个是非常温馨的一个场景。
This is a very warm scenario.
我们当中请了一些的福音朋友来的时候，都感觉非常非常有深刻的印象。
And the gospel friends we invited, they were also very touched by this.
就像我们当天晚上我们唱的诗歌说，我们真是神家的一员。
Just like the song we sang that night, that we are all members of God's family.
在这里我们在活出爱出来。
And we live out His love together.
这个场景真的回到其实在几百年前第一个感恩节里面所呈现的场景。
And this is the scenario that was represented in the first back in the history of the United States.
全世界只有美国跟加拿大这两个国家以感恩节为全国的一个节日。
In the whole world, only the United States and Canada they have Thanksgiving as the national holiday.
美国在每一年的十一月的第四个周四。
It is the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S.
然后加拿大呢是在十月份的第二个周一。
And that would be the second Monday of October in Canada.
这个节日的来源呢是追溯到1920年。
And this holiday goes back to 1620.
当时有一班的英国的清教徒为了要逃避那个宗教的逼迫。
A group of English Puritans that left Europe to escape religious persecution.
他们从欧洲那个乘坐的五月花号，这个一艘帆船来到美国的东岸麻省。
They left Europe on the Mayflower and they landed in Massachusetts.
他们来的时候正好是那个冬天。
And when they arrived, it was winter.
然后不少人因为饥寒交迫而病倒了。
And many became sick because of the hunger and cold.
原来接近有一百的人，但最后这个有接近一半的人，他们就因此过世。
Around 100 people left the country, and almost half of them have passed away.
这些人本来是 抱着一个盼望，说他们可以来到一个新的地方，重新开他们的生活。
They were hoping to come to a new country to start a new life.
他们可以逃避人祸，但是没有想到来到一个新的地方的时候，却遇见那么大的艰难。
They were hoping to escape human troubles, but they did not expect they would face hardship in here.
他们被一个绝望的气氛所笼罩住。
And they were surrounded by an overwhelming sense of despair.
他们真的不知道怎么办。
They did not know what to do.
在那个时候，就有一个印第安人来到他们当中。
And at that time, a Native American entered the settlement.
然后听到他们的故事。
And they listened to their stories.
然后过几天之后，这个印第安人带着他的酋长，并且带了很多的物资来到他们当中。
And a few days later, this Native American, he came back with his chief and brought many supplies.
酋长非常欢迎他们移民到这个地方。
And the chief welcomed them to settle in the area.
并且酋长也派了很多人那个人帮助他们，教导他们如何在这里生活。
And the chief also sent people to teach them how to survive in the land.
教他们怎么捕鱼，怎么狩猎，怎么耕种，怎么样那个来饲养牲畜。
They taught them how to fish, hunt, farm, and raise animals.
经过一年，他们度过这样的难关。
And after a year, they passed the hardship.
在印第安人的这个指导跟帮助之下，他们那一年获得大丰收。
And they had a great harvest that year.
所以他们决定在1621年11月，他们过历史性的第一次的感恩节。
So they celebrated Thanksgiving for the first time in the history in November 1621.
他们感谢神的眷顾跟保守。
They thank God for His care and protection.
他们也感谢神预备了这些印第安人，帮助他们来克服困难。
They also thank God for sending the Native Americans to help them overcome the difficulties.
所以他们也邀请了这些印第安的朋友跟他们过这个庆典。
So they also invited the Native Americans to celebrate with them.
这个节日在每一年的十一月举行。
And this holiday has been celebrated every November since then.
1863年的时候，林肯总统定感恩节为国定的假日。
In 1863, President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday.
而1941年，美国国会通过法案，每一年十一月第四个周四为感恩节。
And in 1941, the U.S. Congress passed a bill setting the fourth Thursday of December as Thanksgiving Day.
这个节日设立是非常好的一个节日。
This holiday is meant for a good cause.
提醒我们，我们应该好好的在一年当中来数算我们所领受过的恩典。
Because it reminds us to count the blessings we have received throughout the year.
也因着我们所得的恩典，我们应该来感恩。
And because of the blessings we have received, we shall give thanks.
当然，我们的感恩不单只是说到这一天才来感恩。
And we should not wait until this day to give thanks.
其实我们常常都经历神的恩典。
Since we experience God's grace often.
其实我们所经历神的恩典是何等的大。
And we have received great grace from Him.
所以才我们每个主日，我们早上开始的时候，我们都有一个感恩聚会。
Therefore, on Sunday every morning, every Sunday morning, we have a Thanksgiving meeting.
就是我们的饼杯聚会。
That is the bread and cup meeting.
纪念主所为我们做的大事。
To remember the great things the Lord has done for us.
弟兄姐妹，其实感恩对我们来说有更深重的意义。
For us, the word Thanksgiving has a deeper meaning.
因为作为基督徒，我们真知道我们恩典的源头就是神自己。
Because as Christians, we know that the source of all grace is God Himself.
神给我们最大的恩典就是将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
And God has given us the greatest gift, which is His only begotten Son.
叫我们这些本要灭亡的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And we were people who deserved to perish, but He gave us this eternal life.
他赐下一个无比的救恩，叫我们可以出死入生。
He gave us this indescribable salvation so we can be brought from death into life.
他背负了我们一切的所有的罪，上了十字架。
He bore all our sins on the cross.
并且遭受父神的审判。
And took up himself the righteous judgment of the Father God.
我们一切接受他、信他的人可以成为神的儿女，我们得到一个新的生命。
And those who receive Him will receive a new life, a new hope.
所以以弗所书第二章八节说，
Therefore, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 tells us,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
是的，没有一个人可以凭着自己的努力或者功行可以得到救恩。
No one can save themselves by their own effort or good works.
我们的诗歌讲得非常的好，他说我们像什么？我们像一个罪人掉进去一个罪海里面。
A hymn says it very well. We are like a sinner falling into a sea of sins.
在茫茫的救海里面，不管我们有多会游泳，我们都没办法救自己。
In the vast ocean, doesn't matter how well we can swim, we cannot save ourselves.
但是他拯救了我们，叫我们提拔起来。
But he has lifted us up.
并且这个恩典是白白赐给我们。
And this is a free gift, free grace.
只要我们有一信，我们就能得到这个恩典。
And as long as we have one faith, we can receive this grace.
神不单单只是给我们一个救恩，他还赐给我们圣灵作为礼物。
God also only give us the Holy Spirit as a gift.
圣灵用说不出的叹息，常常为我们来代祷。
The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered.
我们称圣灵就是我们里面恩膏的教训。
And we say the Holy Spirit is the comforter in our hearts.
他愿意来引导我们，亲自的教导我们。
It is willing to guide us and teach us.
在我们人生的每一步道路上面，他愿意来到引领我们。
In the way of our life, He's willing to guide us and lead us.
我们随时随地，我们可以借着祷告来到他的面前。
And we can come to God through prayers.
将我们的需要带给他。
And we can bring our needs to Him.
他乐意将恩典赏赐给我们。
God loves to give us His grace.
神并且乐意的塑造我们。
And He likes to shape us.
有一天我们要像他。
So that we will be more like Him.
圣经说我们是他手中的杰作。
The Bible tells us that we are his masterpiece.
我常常说，我永远怎么照镜子都看不出自己如何成为神的杰作。
I often say I cannot see how I can be a masterpiece when every time when I look myself in the mirror.
但是并不是我说的，圣经说的，我们是他手中的杰作。
But it is not I who says that; it is the Bible who tells us that we are His masterpiece.
为了我们是要彰显我们的主自己。
Because we need to manifest God through us.
弟兄姐妹，我们有想过，从亿万人当中，神拣选我们成为他的儿女。
Have you imagined that out of billions of people, God has chosen us to be His children?
这是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace it is.
我们有什么理由我们不感恩呢？
And how can we not give thanks to Him?
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们这些话我们早就听过了。
Even though we have known these words for a long time.
但是神的恩典对我而言是不是新鲜活泼的呢？
But is God's grace fresh and living to us?
在于我们有没有在数算。
And it depends if we count them or not.
当我们在越数算，这些恩典对我们而言是越新鲜。
And as every time when we count our blessings and God's grace, it's fresh and living for us.
但是当我们不愿意数算的时候，很多时候这些的话我们就听过就算。
But if we are not willing to count our blessings, then sometimes those words just pass by.
我们所经过的一些事情，我们很容易就 take it for granted.
And the things we have gone through, we might take them for granted.
我们以为就是这样子。
We think it is the way it is.
其实我们想想，我们每一天经历神多少的恩典。
And we can reflect on how much grace we experience from God every morning.
神非常在乎我们有没有来感恩。
And God really cares whether we are thankful people or not.
路加福音第十七章里面记载的，一个十个大麻风的故事。
And Luke, chapter 11 tells the story of 17 tells the story of 10 lepers.
对，这十个有十个大麻风，他们来找主耶稣，求主耶稣医治他们，洁净他们。
They came to Jesus, asked God to heal them.
主耶稣真的怜悯他们了。
Jesus indeed had mercy on them.
他说你们去给那个大祭司来查看。
And he said, go have the priest check on you.
并且献上礼物。
And you have to offer gifts.
圣经说他们去的当中他们就洁净了。
The Bible tells us when they were, as they were, when they were on their way, they were healed, they were cleansed.
但是到后来的时候只有一个人回来感谢主耶稣。
But in the end, only one person came back to thank Jesus.
那个人还不是犹太人，是一个撒玛利亚人。
And that person was not even a Jewish person; he was a Samaritan.
主耶稣就问：洁净的不是有十个吗
？And Jesus then asked, "Were there not 10 cleansed?"
为什么只有一个外族人回来归荣耀给神呢
？And why only a foreigner returned to give glory to God?
我记得我去年有讲，用过这个这段经文来到分享过一篇的信息。
And last year, I used this passage to share a message.
那个时候我有讲过说，可能有不同的原因，为什么这些人不愿意回来，来到感谢神。
And last time, I mentioned several possible reasons why the nine did not return.
但我今年我在这里思考的时候，我更加倾向说，人不喜欢人家借他的不光明的历史。
But this year, when I think about it, I think perhaps they did not want others to know about their shameful past.
这些不光彩 的故事不想有那么多人知道
They didn't want others to know about their past
我相信大部分人不喜欢提起我们一些伤心的往事
Most people do not like to talk about the painful memories
人生的污点
Personal failures
自己的弱点
Or own weaknesses
我相信这个是人性
And this is all normal human nature
但是感恩并不是只是表现对神一个表现到哦，我谢谢你帮我做点事情。
But giving thanks to the Lord is not just thank God for doing something for us.
其实感恩有更深的一个意义。
Giving thanks has a deeper meaning.
诗篇第一百零七篇二十二节说
，Psalm 107 verse 22 tells us，
愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
感恩并不是只是神为我们做了一些事情，我对他一些回应而已。
Giving thanks is not our reflection or reaction to God for something he has done for us.
神要我们借着感恩，让我们可以述说他的作为。
God wants us to give thanks to him so we can testify God's work in us.
见证我们如何经历神改变的大能。
And to testify how we are transformed through God's great works.
他如何帮助我们。
How he has helped us.
如何引导我们。
How he has guided us.
如何使我们的生命改变。
And how he caused our lives to grow.
如何教我们的生命长进。
And how our lives are transformed.
圣经给我们很多的例子。
The Bible gives us many examples.
这些例子都是讲的说这些人曾经有一段不光彩的过去。
These examples talks about people who have a shameful past.
但是他们愿意为神做见证。
But they're willing to testify for God.
因为这些过去神已经涂抹遮盖了。
Because God has pardoned all their past.
但神要彰显是他的大能。
But God wants to manifest His great power.
借着见证要影响生命。
Through testimonies, lives are being influenced.
我们先来讲讲我们所熟悉的保罗。
Let's talk about Paul, who we are familiar with.
保罗从前是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
Paul once was a person who persecuted Christians.
残害神的教会。
And he destroyed the church of God.
甚至杀过基督徒。
And he even killed Christians.
但是在大马色的路上，神亲自向他显现。
But when the Lord appeared to him,
他在那刻里面，他生命被改变。
In Damascus, his life was transformed.
在使徒行传的记载里面，他多次的做见证。
In the book of Acts, he has testified many times.
他是如何过去如何逼迫基督徒。
How he has persecuted Christians in the past.
但是他蒙神的大恩，拣选他作为使徒，为他的福音而活。
But God's great grace came upon him, and he was chosen to spread the gospel for God.
神如何改变他这样的一个倔强的人，成为福音的使者。
And how God transformed him, such a stubborn person, to be a messenger of gospel.
我们也看看我们最近所读的约翰福音里面那个撒玛利亚妇人。
And the Gospel of John we recently read, the Samaritan woman.
我们可以 我们真知道这个撒玛利亚妇人道德很有问题。
And we know that she has some moral failures.
不止我们知道，她也知道。
And not only we know, she also knew.
所以她选择在日头正当中的时候，她去虚假的井旁去打水。
Therefore, she avoided people and took came to draw water at noon.
中东地区中午的时候非常的热的。
And it's very hot in the Middle East during noontime.
然后。所以那个时候不应该有人去打水的。
So not many people would come draw water during noontime.
他就是因为选择没有人的时候他去。
And she specifically chose that time so there's no one there.
他怕什么？
What was she afraid of?
怕人家看到他的时候又来说三道四。
And she didn't want to hear the gospel people talk about her.
又来指指点点你是一个怎么不好的人。
And to point out how what a bad person she is.
但是主耶稣有一天在那边等他。
But one day, Lord Jesus waited for her.
慢慢引导他。
And she guided her.
慢慢让他真知道他真正需要的是什么。
And so let this woman know what she needs.
他需要活水。
She needed the living water.
主耶稣就是那个活水。
And Jesus is the living water.
而当他真的得到这个活水的时候。
And when she received this living water.
他就撇下他的铁罐子。
And she left her belongings.
他跑进去城里面告诉别人，这里有一个人，他可以诉说出我过去的历史。
And she went to the city and told the people she met, there's a person she knows about my past.
这个人是基督。
This person is Christ.
他改变了我了。
She has changed me.
我不再渴了。
And I'm no longer thirst.
我得到真正的满足了。
I have received true satisfaction.
同一个女人。
The same woman.
但是因为神改变她，她愿意为神做见证。
Because the Lord has changed her, she was willing to testify for God.
我相信我们每一个人都很喜欢奇异恩典这首诗歌。
I believe many of us like the hymn Amazing Grace.
这首诗歌的作者叫John Newton, 约翰牛顿。
The author is John Newton.
他曾经是一个贩卖黑奴的船长跟商人。
And he was once a captain of a slave ship and a person who sold slaves.
他有很多很多的恶习。
He had many bad habits.
他曾经是酗酒，是一个赌博的人。
And he was drinking and gambling.
他是口沫遮拦，他真的常常亵渎神。
And he even blaspheming God.
是一个桀骜不羁的人。
He lived a reckless and immoral life.
但是因着神的怜悯，神改变了他。
But by God's grace, he was changed.
有一天，他成为牧师。
And he later became a pastor.
在那天，安利他。牧师的仪式里面，他说了一番的话。
And at his ordination service, he said,
他说没有人像我这样的不配。
No one is as unworthy as I am.
因为我长期以来都在顶撞神、亵渎神。
For a long time, I opposed God and dishonored His name.
过着放荡、淫逸的生活。
Living a sinful and immoral life.
我得以蒙受这么大的恩典，实在是我所不配得的。
To receive such great grace is something I truly do not deserve.
而在他过世之前，他亲自为自己写了一个墓志碑。
And before his death, he wrote his own epitaph summarizing his life.
他总结了他一生说：“约翰牛顿牧师。”
He said, "John Newton, clerk."
曾经是个犯罪作恶、不信神的人。
Once an infidel and libertine.
曾在非洲做奴隶之仆。
A servant of slaves in Africa.
但借着主耶稣基督的丰盛怜悯
was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
得蒙保守与神和好
preserved, restored.
罪的赦免并蒙指派宣传福音事工
pardoned and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy.
奇异恩典是他的写照。
The hymn Amazing Grace is truly the testimony of his own life.
从前他是世上的，今天被寻回。
He was once lost, but he was found.
从前他是瞎眼的，今天盲眼得开。
He was once blind, but he could see.
他心里面充满着感恩。
He was full of gratitude.
他不怕他的过去被人家知道。
And he was not afraid that his past be known to others.
因为神的恩典远超过他的过犯。
Because God's grace was greater than his sin.
他 的见证里面真的说到神改变的大能是何等的浩大。
And his testimony tells about the great transformation power of God.
是我们不是每整天来要将我们的过去黑历史，我们都要来讲出来。
And we do not want to talk about our past the whole time, every time.
但是我们说要诉说的是神在我们身上。
But we want to talk. What we want to talk about is what God changed in our lives.
这个礼拜五我们将会有见证聚会。
And this Friday will be our Thanksgiving testimony meeting.
我非常期待这个聚会，我们可以听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
I look forward to this meeting as we will listen to many testimonies of brothers and sisters.
神如何借着我们所经历过的事情，然后让我们真的更多认识他。
And God will let us know more about Him through the things we experience.
更多认识他的作为。
To know more about His work.
更多明白他做事的法则。
To know more about His purpose and His principles.
我们还没有开始写感恩见证，弟兄姐妹，我们盼望我们都可以写下来。
If you haven't started writing your Thanksgiving testimony, we encourage you to write it down.
不单只是写这一件的事情。
Not just to record one incident.
我们也可以更多来默想，来思考神如何改变我。
But we can meditate on how God has transformed me.
我非常喜欢那个献上感恩的其中一段的歌词。
I very much like the lyrics from the hymn "Give Thanks."
他说：“如今软弱者已变刚强。”
He says, "Now and now let the weak say, 'I am strong.'"
贫穷者已成富足。
Let the poor say, I am rich.
都因为主已成就了大事。
Because of what the Lord has done for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们再刚强的人，我们都有软弱的时候。
No matter how strong we are, we have moments of weakness.
我们再富足，我们都有我们缺乏的时候。
And no matter how rich we are, we have times of need.
但是主的恩典够我们用。
But the Lord's grace is always sufficient.
只在于我们愿不愿意来到他的面前。
And the question is if we're willing to draw closer to him.
我们愿意的时候，他何等愿意施恩给我们。
And when we're willing, he's willing to be gracious to us.
神给我们很多恩典，我们当然要感恩。
God has given us much grace and we want to give thanks to him.
那我们感恩，我们该有什么样的态度呢？
And when we give thanks, what attitude should we have?
我们来看看主耶稣希望我们感恩有什么态度。
And let's look at how Jesus wants us to have such an attitude.
我们来看路加福音第十八章十到十三节的一段的经文。
Let's read Luke chapter 18 verses 10 to 13.
这里说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不以奸淫，也不向这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说，神啊，开恩我，可怜我这个罪人。
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes to all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
这里有两个人来到殿里面祷告。
Here we see two people coming to the temple to pray.
这个法利赛人呢，他自言自语的祷告。
And he repeatedly and said something.
在口中念念有词的说：“神啊，我感谢你。
”He repeatedly thanked God.
你看我没有做一些违背律法的事情。
And he said, I didn't do anything that broke the law.
我也禁食了。
I fast.
我也十一奉献了。
And I give tithes.
然后呢？他特别的指说，我不像隔壁那个人。
And he emphasized that I am not like the other person.
他这样子表示说，你看我为人做事都很棒。
And he want to brag about how good he is.
相反的，这个的税吏呢，他是怎么样的态度呢？
And in contrast, what attitude does the tax collector have?
他不敢走得很近，
He stayed far off.
圣经里面形容说他远远的站着。
The Bible tells us he stood afar off.
然后呢，头都不敢抬起来。
And he didn't even dare to lift his head.
他知自己是一个罪人，他求神来怜悯他。
He knew he was a sinner and begged for God's mercy.
请问，如果是我们选择，我们喜欢哪一个人？
And if it was you, which one would you choose?
我相信我们都应该选择那个税吏吧。
I believe we all prefer the tax collector's attitude.
主耶稣跟我们一样，他也喜欢那个税吏。
And so does Jesus.
接着读到路加福音十八章十四节说：“我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
Because in Luke chapter 18 verse 14 it tells us, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
上个星期所谓牧师跟我们讲了说我们要寻求谦卑。
And last week Pastor Mary told us to seek humility.
他定义的谦卑是什么？谦卑是显在己，不做中心。
And she said that humility means not putting ourselves at the center.
这个法利赛人在祷告不断地吹棒自己。
And the Pharisee kept praising himself in his prayer.
他已经做了这事情，做了那个事情了。
He said he has done this, he has done that.
我们不敢觉得他真的有心要感谢神。
I don't feel like he was truly thanking God.
他只是要在人的面前来到显出他高人一等。
He only wanted to show him that he was better than others.
所以主耶稣很有趣的，就是说他自言自语。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said he was praying with himself.
那个税吏呢？
For the tax collector.
我们知道税吏可能在犹太人眼光当中，认为他们都是罪人。
And the tax collector knew that people may look down on his job.
他们帮着外族人哦，来欺负自己的同胞。
Because he was doing wrong things for others.
也许他们参与一些的不法的行为。
Maybe they had taken part in some wrongdoings.
所以他也知道，所以他心里面蛮痛苦的。
He knew that, so he lived in guilt and pain.
他需要神对他有怜悯。
He needed God's mercy.
他连头不敢抬高，这表示他的态度真是，真的感觉自己抬不起头来。
He didn't even dare to lift his eyes or head.
比如说他又捶着胸。
He was also beating his chest.
表示他真的里面的痛苦。
To express his pain.
他在哀求神怜悯他。
He cried out to God to have mercy on him.
在主的眼中，法利赛人真不认识自己。
In the eyes of the Lord, the Pharisee did not know his true condition.
他将自己放在一个高位上面。
He placed himself in a high position.
主不喜欢这样的人。
And the Lord was not pleased with him.
而税吏真知道自己是一个软弱的人。
But the tax collector understood his weakness.
他是一个卑微的罪人。
And he knew that he was a humble sinner.
他只求神怜悯他。
He only wanted God to have mercy on him.
而税吏，那个主耶稣悦纳这样的人。
And the Lord accepted him.
我们刚刚读完的《哥林多前书》第十章四章七节说：“你有什么不是领受的？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？”
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 tells us, "And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?"
这句话概括了其实我们所有的。都是从神而来，没有一件事情是我们自己赚来的。
This verse summarizes that everything we have comes from God. We have not done anything that deserves this.
没有一件事情是凭着我们自己能力所得的。
We have not gained this because of our own ability.
也许我们认为说我们很有智慧，我们很有才华。
We may think that we are talented and we are full of ability.
这些都是神给我们的。
But all this is from God.
也许我们感觉我们很有爱心，我们感觉我们很了不起。
And we may think we are full of love or we are somebody.
但是神要挪去的话， 这些都会一直都会一都会立刻没有。
But if God wants to remove them, they'll be gone in a second.
我们所有的都是领受的。
Everything we have is received.
求神真的给我们可以更谦卑的领受神的恩典。
May we receive God's grace with a more humble heart.
用真诚的心来到感谢神。
With a sincere heart, we thank God.
其实我们每一天我们都有感恩。
And we actually give thanks every day.
我为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
我想我们每一天都有歇饭祷告吧。
At least we say grace before our meals.
但是我不知道我们歇饭祷告的时候我们有多认真的来歇饭。
Well, I don't know every time when we say grace how sincere we are.
我承认我是一个很多时候将歇饭祷告变成例行公事的人。
I admit I often fall into formality when I say grace.
有很多的杂音进到我里面的时候我们就感觉啊，我歇饭祷告祷告完之后然后我就赶快吃完饭我就赶快去做别的事情。
There are many noises and we would think oh let's say praise quickly so I can eat my meal and do other things.
我失去了一个的真诚。
But I have lost this sincere heart.
落入一个形式。
It has fallen into formality.
我愿意在神的面前悔改。
And I want to repent before God.
如果我在这最小的事情上面我都没有办法好好认真的话。
And if in the smallest thing, if I cannot even have a sincere heart to do so.
我们怎么可能在大事情上面我们认真呢？
How can we have a sincere heart in greater things?
所以求主真的让我们真的很 sincere， 我们真的可以诚恳的，我们做一个感恩的人。
And let's give thanks with a sincere heart.
我们除了这个真诚以外，我们还需要真实来到神的面前感恩。
And we all in addition to a sincere heart, we also need to be true when we come.And give thanks to the Lord.
我们的感恩不需要用很多华丽的言语。
And we don't need many fancy words.
也不要包装，不要戴着假面具来到神的面前。
And we don't have to wear any mask when we come to the Lord.
神要我们照着我们的本相来到他面前。
He wants us to come as we are, just as we are.
就像那个税吏一样，他认为我就是一个需要怜悯的罪人
just,
我来到神的面前
just like the tax collector who thinks he is a sinner who needs God's mercy
我很喜欢一首诗歌那个我们诗歌本628首照我本相
I like him 628 just as I am
里面讲到说其实我们没有什么可夸
It says we have nothing to boast about
我们只是一个贫下可怜的人
We are just a poor, wretched, and blind person.
我们不能靠自己变得更好。
We cannot change ourselves to be better.
我们所要的是主的恩典。
What we need is God's mercy and grace.
是主的宝血。
It's God, what we need is God's precious blood.
而这首诗歌每一句每一节里面最后一句话说：“救主耶稣，我来，我来。”
And in this hymn, each stanza ends with the words, "O Lamb of God, I come, I come."
照着真实的我来到神的面前
Just as I am, I come before the Lord
主耶稣愿意我们照着我们真面目来到他的施恩座前
The Lord wants us to come just as we are before his throne of grace
当我真的愿意来的时候他愿意让我们得着恩惠让我们蒙怜恤
And when we do so, he will let us obtain mercy and find grace
当我们愿意来的时候他愿意我成为我们随时的帮助
And we are willing to come before him He will give us help in time of need
这是主给我们的应许
This is the promise the Lord has given us
弟兄姐妹在这个感恩季节里面让我们都成为一个真实诚恳的人一个感恩的人
And in this Thanksgiving season Let us be people who give thanks With sincerity and honesty
最后让我们一同来唱这首诗歌好不好
628
首
628
我们请那个我们团队来带我们来唱
Let's have our worship team to lead us
求主今天借着好我们一同站立
Let's all stand
求主借着今天的信息让我们心里面真是按着我们自己的本相来到神的面前
Through this message let us come to the, before the Lord just as we are
向神感谢，向神赞美。
And we thank him and we praise him. Just as we are.
主，我们求你帮助我们意识到自己的贫瞎可怜。
May you help us to realize that we are poor, wretched, and blind.
我们不愿意做那个大摇大摆来到你面前的人。
And we don't want to be a person who come before you in boasting attitude.
只夸自己的好。
And to self-exalt ourselves.
没有看到你的恩典。
But we don't see your grace.
主，帮助我们开我们的瞎眼。
Please help us and open our blind eyes.
是的，有什么是我们
不是接受的？有什么我们有的不是我们接受的呢？
Everything we have is received.
我们都是接受的，所以没有什么可夸的。
Since everything we have is received, there's nothing to boast about.
我们只有夸你在我们身上的恩典。
We want to boast about the grace we have in us.
早上我们求你借着信息再次提醒我们。
And may you remind us through the message.
要做一个感恩的人。
To be a thankful person.
我们要细细地数算你在我们身上的恩典。
And we want to count your blessings in our lives one by one.
帮助我们听了以后就去做。
Help us to do so after listening to the message.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.